Listen to your life. I discovered that if you keep your eye peeled to it and your ears open, if you really pay attention to it, it will open up to extraordinary vistas. Taking your children to school and kissing your wife goodbye, eating lunch with a friend, trying to do a decent day's work, hearing the rain patter against the window. There is no event so commonplace but that God is present in it. Always hiddenly, always leaving you to recognize Him or not to recognize Him, but all the more fascinatingly because of that, all the more compelling and hauntingly. If I were called upon to state in a few words the essence of everything I was trying to say, both as a novelist and as a preacher, it would be something like this. Listen to your life. See it for the fathomless mystery that it is. In the boredom and the pain of it no less than in the excitement and gladness. Touch, taste, smell your way to the holy and hidden heart of it. Because in the last analysis, all moments are key moments, and life itself is grace.